Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Well, good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Thirsty Thursday. Steve, Miggs, Danny, on my way in this morning, I nearly hit two different wild animals, and I wanted to see if you could guess what type of wild animals they were.
Deer, yes. Cougar.
No, cougar.
Yeah.
That would be wilder than anything else I could have thought.
Deer, beaver.
No.
Ooh.
Deer.
Raccoon.
No. The other one, I'll give you a hint.
Deer, duck.
No, but you're getting closer because it was a bird.
I'm just naming all the college football mascots from the Pacific Northwest.
Please tell me it was a turkey.
No. It was an...
A human.
No.
Oh, since a bird, Steve.
Oh. Birdman.
It was an owl. I was the closest I've ever been to hitting a deer this morning. That was terrifying. Slammed on the brakes so hard that like everything from the back of the car went to the front of the car. That kind of deal. And then this owl just cruised right in front of my windshield and I almost hit him too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen, other than being at a zoo, I can't think of a time that I've seen an owl in the wild.
We see them quite a bit out where we live. There's lots of good eatings up where we live.
And are they...
Wait, do you eat owls?
I know.
The Stanford Hotel and Tavern is amazing.
A lot of
have you had their owl burger? It's the best.
Now I'm just spiraling. Did you guys ever have to dissect an owl pellet when you were in school?
Is that another term for an owl turd?
It's like their hair. It's like a hairball, kind of like that a cat, like you know, chokes out. Owls will regurgitate these owl pellets, and we had to dissect them in school. And inside, you find like mouse bones and bird bones and things like that. That's the kind of stuff.
It is kind of like owl poop.
Yeah, but it comes out of their mouth, not their booty.
Yeah, I think we just said frogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. No, I hated every second of it, to be honest with you. It was always so gross, and it was always so unnerving because the teachers seemed like they were very into watching all of us be grossed out.
Yeah, it's very gross.
I like how we all did different animals because ours was a rat, and then it got out of control.
It got out of control,
and everyone...
Crazy crap happens in New Mexico.
So they did the whole thing, but then at the end of it, everyone cut the rat tails off and were throwing them when we had a rat tail fight.
Oh! Oh my God, what is wrong with children?
That is true. Why are we handing... Because we did have a kid in our Catholic high school. All bets were off. Like, it was just a bunch of dudes doing stupid dude stuff. And there was one kid that would always throw like parts of the frog at people. And he was just like, dude, stop it, Josh.
Freaking Josh.
Freaking Josh.
Damn it, Josh. It's time for the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And just real quick, we got a text message at 206-803-ROCK. And it says, owls are the most amazing and awesome birds. Largest wing-to-body ratio out of all birds. That's why they are virtually silent when they fly. And they flap once or twice when they take off. And then they never need to do it again.
That's amazing.
Always love a little owl fact in the morning.
Little bird nerd.
Bird nerds. All right, well, DMD Palace Law. Today, it's National Hug a Musician Day.
If only there was one in the studio.
Wow.
What are you talking about? I think all three of us. You're an incredible saxophone player.
I can play Careless Whisper.
Danny, he plays the guitar, soon to be bass. Now he has the MXPX bass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. And then I've been known to play the tambourine from time to time.
That's it?
That's it.
All right.
Shakers. Triangle.
A little maraca action.
My daughter's now into the world. She's joined the percussion family. She's playing the bells.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's pretty funny because she's like, Dad, do you think we can get some bells, buy some bells and have them at home so we can practice? And I'm like, my first thought, of course, was absolutely yes. Let's get some in whatever color you want. But back, my inside thought is, do we really need to practice the bells?
I bet your wife's going to love this.
Hey, a 21-year-old in Florida was caught speeding. Not just going like, you know, a little bit over the speed limit. Driving 107 miles per hour last Thursday. And well, she was asked why she was driving so fast. And the reason being, she wanted to get some pizza.
Justified.
She was trying to get to Little Caesars before they closed. Her name is Yasmin. And she called in. This is the best part. Not only did she get in trouble for speeding just because she wanted pizza, she ends up calling her local radio station, WHPT 102.5 in Tampa, to talk about why she was speeding. And here it is.
There's a Little Caesars up the street from my house and where I was going to go jogging. And so I was speeding and it closed at 12. So I literally had like 15 minutes to get there. I was driving to get to I was hungry. When they pulled me over, I didn't even pull over. He literally got me in the middle of the road and I was like going at a green light. And he got to my window and was like, get out.
I mean, body cam footage of the police officer talking to her.
Pizza, pizza.
Another brilliant driver, 17 years old, was driving on a golf course in Florida doing donuts and ended up causing around $160,000 worth of damage. So why did he do it? This is the police sheriff talking about the crime.
Vehicle entered the second hole here at Venetian Bay Golf Course, and they basically destroyed 7,000 square feet of the second hole, causing about $160,000 in damage. We were able to get the person who drove the truck onto the greens. Keller Atkins, 17-year-old Atlantic High School student, confessed to causing the damage because they were bored. Didn't think there's anything.
They were bored. I feel like there could be so many stories of people who do stupid stuff only because they were bored.
Especially in Florida.
Yes.
Didn't think there's anything else to do at 2:30 in the morning. I'll use a line that my grandmother relayed on me. Nothing good happens after 10 o'clock at night.
Well, I feel like disagree. I've had a lot of fun after 10 o'clock at night. Usually nothing good happens after 2 a.m. sometimes the concert's still going on.
But that's prime time.
Yeah, you can still be getting dinner sometimes after 10 o'clock. You never know. Hey, Monday night. Jesus. Thursday night football is happening. I'm so glad it's not Monday night. Thursday night football, you got the New England Patriots taking on the New York Jets. If the Patriots lose, boy, oh boy.
Oh my gosh.
That would be kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
As far as weather, 56 degrees, going to be a rainy day today. Stay away from those deer and owls. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
We've been pretty excited to learn what Steve the Thrill Hill and Mike Hawk from the Men's Room have been up to lately. They've started this new project online, and it's a news show. But it's not just your average news show. It is hosted by puppets.
Puppets.
And they're going to join us to talk about it at 6:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Our good pals, Thrill and Mike from the Men's Room, have started a little fun new side project that we're going to get to learn a little bit about because they joined us early this morning to tell us about a new show that you guys have developed.
That is correct. We're on YouTube now, right? They show us live. So what we decided to do at certain commercial breaks, because we can't play those on YouTube, so we created a puppet show. That's right. A puppet show called In Action News with Felix Foxworthy and Stone Ledbetter.
And their producer, Bonnie Leavenworth.
Love Bonnie. I'm a huge Bonnie
fan. It is amazing. So the few comments we've gotten, Bonnie's become this weird runaway favorite.
Yes.
Because she's bat as crazy.
So here's a clip from the show that's on YouTube. Also, there's clips on Instagram as well.
But first, making headlines, a man in Meshuggah, Wisconsin found himself, why are you staring at me like that?
Did a wet dog sleep in your mouth last night?
Is it my breath?
Yeah, it's like someone replaced your tongue with roadkill.
I do apologize as a side effect of my new medication.
Is the side effect supposed to be that your breath smells like hot cabbage at a petting zoo?
It's not supposed to be. It just is one of the side effects. Halitosis.
Your breath is like somebody pepper sprayed a hobo's socks.
I know that, Felix, but I'm not sure what else I can do.
Learn sign language?
It's just two puppets. They're doing a news show.
They're trying to, at least. You know, yeah. Stone is trying to conduct himself professionally. And he's
you sound
just
a little like Stone, I'll be honest with you.
A little bit? Yeah. No, I have no idea.
Has anyone ever told you sound kind of like Stone?
I get that a lot. He's just trying to, you know, be professional and just get the story out there and do what he's supposed to do. And then his cohort just can't keep it quiet on the rails.
And that's basically the premise of every episode. It's supposed to be news. Stone Ledbetter, he's more of the straight guy. And then with Felix, no matter what, man, he just goes sideways. Bonnie jumps in and it becomes its own thing. But it's been the most fun project I've worked on in ever.
You know, that's what I was going to do. You and I have talked about it outside. Like, I was like, I just love that you have this passion project that has really...
Oh, yeah.
It's not about the money thing. I think we all have those kind of things. I know for me, people are like, how much do you get paid to do that wrestling stuff? I'm like, if I'm lucky, $50 and maybe some travel expenses. But I'm not doing it for that. It's just, it satisfies something creatively that even though we're lucky enough to have creative jobs, but there's something about like not having to answer to anybody and you just kind of get to do whatever you want. And I'm getting that vibe from In Action News.
Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty much it. You know, the main motivation, man, honestly, is
puppets. Lots of puppets. And you know me, well, I love puppets.
But also it's like the old radio comedies, like when radio first started.
Yeah.
Right? It was all about the conversations they had. And Mike and I always bonded over that and thought that stuff was genius, right? So that was the main motivation for how those characters interact with each other. It's always going to be stupid. It will never not to be stupid. Just mark my words on that.
But then, yeah, there will be in a special episode of In Action News.
I don't want to kind of take the Seinfeld approach. There's nothing to learn and nobody hugs at the end.
Okay.
Right? This is not this is what we learned. It's like, man, these guys are dumb. The conversation goes sideways every single time.
Wait, okay, so out of curiosity, where does one go to procure dope puppets? Because those are very cool puppets.
I don't
remember. So the way it worked, man, honestly, it was about a year ago when I got the idea. Because they said, hey, we're going to put you guys on YouTube next year. So it was about November, about this time last year. And so I immediately got this idea in my head. I Googled, like, puppets for sale and just get the shells, right? There's no features or anything, with the exception of Bonnie. And I forwarded it to my wife. And my wife responds back. This is during the show. I get a response back. She says, what the F?
And I feel like you've gotten that response for a lot of
things.
A lot. Yeah, yeah.
And I said, I'll explain when I get home. Just order them. And my long-suffering wife, she just ordered the freaking puppets. And then I explained the concept when I got home, but it still wasn't anything.
So you guys on the Daily Mix Show are also making videos for our YouTube page for KISW, which is youtube.com/KISW Rock, which that's where we air the in-action news clips. But then we've also got an in-action news, a handful of socials, which is youtube.com/@in-action news. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok at in-action news.
Yeah, but it's been so much fun, man. I'm glad you like it, dude.
I love it.
Seriously.
I absolutely love it. I grew up on the Muppets. I grew up on like puppet shows. And so anything that involves puppets, I'm in.
Yeah,
and especially when they're having ridiculous stoner conversations you guys are having.
Because you can do anything.
Yeah.
You can do anything. It doesn't matter what happens in their universe. They can bend the laws of physics, and it doesn't matter because they're freaking puppets.
Mm-hmm.
Although the puppets will say, well, one of the puppets has got, man, people that work with puppets are creepy.
It's like clowns and puppets.
Yeah. I know people don't.
Exactly.
It takes a special kind.
But yeah, it's been
a
blast.
We are, as a station, we are full of weird people when you think about what we do. I know. It took me till right now to realize, like, all of us have strange side, like, passion projects.
In no way have we made any scripts or anything alluding to anybody that's in this building. I promise you that.
I hope people check it out and enjoy. Like I said, it is purely stupid.
Puppets you can trust, news you can't.
Yeah, I actually stole that from a listener. He said, there's a guy in Florida who's starting to write scripts with us. Because he sent me an email that said, hey, man, I watched it. Meh. I said, okay, mofo, I said, write a script. And he did, and it turns out he's actually a very good script writer. So he sends them to me, and then I kind of re-edit them to work it out. But he came up with Puppets You Can Trust, News You Can't.
I love it. It's a group effort.
It sure is.
It is.
And again, if people want to check it out on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, @InActionNews.
Oh, we also have an email address, which I'm not sure what it is.
InActionNewsMedia@gmail.com.
So if someone thinks your show is meh, they should email you.
Exactly.
Emails, yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Inspired by In Action News, 206-803-ROCK, we want to know, what is your passion project? Something that you're not doing for the money, but you just love doing it. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us about your passion project. We're going to take your calls after Led Zeppelin. We would love to hear all about your passion project, your side hustle, something that you're not doing for the money, you just love doing it. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Magnum, you are in Tacoma this morning. What is your passion project?
Oh, I like making homemade ice cream and just giving it out to people and experimenting with different flavors.
So where do you live and when can we swing by?
6 months ago. Yeah, I know.
Magnum, what's your...
Make chocolate, fish food, all the bananas Foster, Cherry Garcia, I made that this weekend. It's all scratch, dude. Nothing's, yeah.
What's your favorite one to make?
Oh, God, I enjoy making all of them. That's the fun part about it. Mm. But my favorite is probably just plain old chocolate.
Nice.
And what is your method for making it, Magnum? How do you make your ice cream?
I even went out and bought the $700 ice cream maker. It's the cheap version, you know, the kind you put salt and rock in, or ice and rock salt, and you add the ingredients. But then I just add cream, milk. Like, if I made the marshmallow cream this weekend from scratch. It was
nice.
A cup of sugar, some Karo syrup, water, and you boil that. When it gets to 240 degrees, then I would add whip the egg whites, stir those in there, and oh my God, my wife loved it. And then I gave that out to everybody yesterday.
Have you ever done any boozy ice cream?
Oh, I made bananas Foster this weekend.
Nice.
Well, now we got an ice cream guy.
Flambéed all the bananas with flambéed all the, like, on my stove and all that, caramelized and flambéed the bananas and then threw them in the ice cream and it made it and everybody loves it, they said.
So we'll, we'll be on the lookout for Magnum ice cream.
That's what it says on the side of the van.
Magnum ice cream. I recently got, like, it's not a passion project yet, but I've been trying to make plant-based beef jerky. And I've done it now. I've done two different flavors.
What is the base? Is it like
it's
tofu?
Soy. It's tofu. It's nothing special. I just want something like I could just kind of like pick at. And I love beef jerky. And I was just curious if I could do it. And it turned out pretty decent.
What are the flavors you're rocking with?
I just did a barbecue flavor. Ooh. And before that, I did a teriyaki one.
Okay, bring it in. Don't hide it. Divide it.
Okay, it's not like good for you guys. You guys are going to probably hate it. It's just, but it's fun.
206-803-ROCK.
Hide it, divide it like it's a drug.
Jason and Yelm, what is your passion project?
Good morning, y'all. We're on the radio.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Oh, man, I got to tell you about that beef jerky, man. I used to watch the Ronco food dehydrator, like, infomercial, and then I got to thinking, I was like, I love beef jerky, but do I really need to produce it myself? But I bought one anyways, man. They got me.
Have you ever done it yet? Beef jerky. Have you ever made beef jerky?
I have. I made beef jerky, and it was way too much work. I just would pay the $9 for the pound bag.
That's awesome. I want to bring your jerky in. I'm dead serious.
Okay, let me check with HR before I do that.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think you can beat Steve Migs? He has a record of 354 wins, 123 losses, and 100 ties in 2025. I'm really craving beef jerky. 206-803-ROCK or soy jerky. We're going to play Beat Migs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.